Yes, we'll evaluate AJ Hawk and Desmond Bishop tomorrow, and I'll have more information for you.
But given their situation, have you had to move anybody else and have them start practicing inside just in case you have a depth issue on Sunday?
Well, we have Brad Jones that works inside linebacker. Yeah, he hasn't done it in a while. So, but yes, we're covering our bases as needed.
Mike Neal.
Yeah. I think Mike is exactly where you would think he is after 10 days or 2 weeks of preparation. You know, in a lot of ways, when you break down his snaps that he's played in the game, he's probably going into his third or fourth week of preseason. If you want to be realistic, because all the padded work that Mike has missed. So just visiting with Mike this weekend when he was in here, just the way his body's responding and getting back into the workload is an adjustment, and rightfully so. So I feel good about A, he's back on the field, and B, what he's, the effort he's putting into, the extra effort, and I truly believe that he'll get back the way he was last year.
Just in general, is it good to have somebody with some fresh legs with stretch run on defense like that?
I'd like to think our football team has fresh legs. I think any time you're able to give your team, 3 or 4 days off, that's a huge bonus, especially in December. So, or into November. But it's, I think it's a bonus for all of our guys. And I wouldn't really put Mike in a category of fresh legs because he's coming off of a major injury.
Just in general, do you cut back on practice trips this time of year just to keep you fresh for them?
Yes, we've gone through our winter schedule, which we traditionally do at some point, late November, early December. That started yesterday, so we're not on the field as long, and we're not in the meetings as long.
Mike, in the old Giants Stadium, wind was always a factor for opponents. Do you recall last year in the Jets game, was it different?
Well, we had some wind in that game. If I remember correctly, I want to say it was around 20 mile an hour winds is what I recall. But the forecast this week is for 6 mile an hour, which we would take. We'd be very thankful to go to New York and play in 6 mile an hour wind. So, but the new stadium design, in my opinion, I've only been there once, is a little different than the old stadium. So. We'll go out there in pregame like we always do, and we'll assess the field conditions. And Sean Slocum is someone I lean on a lot there. Our quarterbacks don't really worry about it a whole lot. Aaron does a great job cutting the wind with his velocity. So I don't think it'll be a factor this week.
Thank you.